Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I hope it was full of all the training you wanted it to be, or racing if you were racing, and the results came your way for all the hard work that you have put in. Coming up on today's podcast, we head over to Zach Carr to find out what he's done on his Ironman run to get better over time. Before we do that, though, let's head straight to the Coach's Corner. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. On to some running now here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Wisconsin to catch up with Zach Carr. Zach, you mentioned in our first chat that you struggled a lot with injuries and sort of battling to get that consistency and running consistently long time. Kona last year was the first sort of one you've gone into injury free. What was the reason for that? Was it a case of a different build up? What do you attribute it to?
Well, taking a step back, I had a lot of, like you said, a lot of injuries when I first started running. One, I had never run before, so I didn't have proper technique. So there's a program locally, Mercy Acceleration, it's associated with the hospital and the clinic here, that had a program where they taught running form and video analysis. And I went and worked with them, and it changed my running form drastically. So I wasn't heel striking anymore, was able to 4 foot strike, and it helped me become more efficient and just help stay injury free. And like we had talked about before, consistency. So the last several years I've been able to run consistently, and I don't think the buildup was any different. It was just that I guess take a step back here. We haven't talked nutrition, but I think nutrition has a lot to do with staying injury-free. And about a year and a half ago, I changed my diet to be plant-based, and that has really decreased my inflammation. And I think that has allowed me to after a hard session, to be able to recover quicker for my next session. And so I think that change has helped keep me injury-free in my lead-up to Kona last year.
That's fascinating, and we're going to chat more in depth about the nutrition side of things, but I think a lot of people discount the... I mean, we always talk about consistency and you need to be consistent, but it's amazing how it's either an upward spiral or a downward spiral, that if you are missing sessions and picking up niggles, and it doesn't have to be major injuries. It could be just a little calf strain or a hamstring tweak, whatever it is that you miss a week or a week and a half. And just that constant and continuous building, it's not, you don't need to be doing tons, but if you're doing it consistently, that building on top of those blocks makes an incredible difference. And like you say, it's being injury-free that allows you to do that.
Yeah, and like I said before, when I first got a coach, that was one thing that they taught me, is I can run 6 times a week and run injury-free. And it doesn't have to be long periods at a time. It can be 2-3 miles, but your body's learning those mechanics, becoming more efficient, and your body is adapting to that running, where you don't have to have a huge buildup. When that's typically when you get injured, is when you go from hardly anything and all of a sudden you're increasing your volume 20, 30, 40% each period. And it just helps with that consistent buildup.
Zach, talk to me about that running form and working on that, because we haven't spoken about working really hard on that side of things. What were some of the things that you picked up that you weren't aware of that you were doing, and what were some of the things you changed?
it seems pretty basic, but you know, just a forward lean, having relaxed shoulders, trying to land more under your body. And it's hard to just start running and incorporate those things. And so I, like I said, I had worked with someone who videotaped me that we would do sprints on a treadmill, and that the sprinting really, it's kind of like doing strides during a run. It really helps with your form, and just repeating those over and over kind of ingrains good running habits. We did plyometrics. We just tried to incorporate different things that would solidify good running form. And so spending a couple of winters doing that really helped change my running.
It's amazing to me. We spoke about doing video analysis on your swim and how many people, lots of people do it and have somebody on deck tweaking and changing things slightly. But very few people work on their running form, and it's little things like that and becoming more efficient that can not necessarily make you run faster, but more efficient and again, that consistency and injury free.
Yeah, and also those are the things that we were working on during those video analysis. Those are the things I'm thinking about during the tough parts of a race. And so when a race is getting tough, I break it down and start thinking about form and what can I do in that moment to keep moving forward most efficiently. And so I'm thinking about, you know, high knees and thinking about pulling through with my leg, you know, just little cues that help me get past a tough moment in a race.
Let's talk about those tough moments. We all go through them. The bad news is the good times don't last forever. The good news is the bad times don't last forever. Do you have any, I mean, do you use mantras? What are some of your strategies to dig you out of those dark holes?
If you try to get creative with whatever works. So mantras, try to pick out things in the scenery that are cool to look at. Think about my family at the finish line. It's just whatever can help take your mind off of the current situation. And also just reminding yourself that, you know, like you said, it's going to pass. It's just a matter of time. Just keep focused on what you're doing, and the reward is out there, and you get there quicker if you just keep at it.
For someone who's listening to this who's never finished their first Ironman, they're training for their first one now, describe that feeling of running onto that carpet, onto that red carpet.
I don't know that there's any way to explain just the pure elation when you're like in Wisconsin, you turn a corner, you're looking down the street, you see the finish line, there's crowds on both sides. I can picture my family off to the side screaming at me, and there's nothing but pure joy in that moment. And all of the work, not just for me, but the sacrifice that my family, my wife and kids have made, that's kind of the culmination of all of that at that moment. And it's something that you really can't describe unless you're there. It's pure joy.
And it's those moments that keep you coming back for more. It's not the deep dark holes that you're in that you think, gee, I want to do this again soon. So it's it's that
just
finish.
Like golf.
It's that one good shot that keeps you coming back for more punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Zach, it's been awesome catching up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition and how you cope on a plant-based diet and the reasons for that change, but we'll save that for another time. Thanks for your time today.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us here on The Cone Edge, and thanks to our guest, Zach Carr, for sharing those tips and tricks that he's used to get better on his Ironman run over time. We're back again tomorrow. We'll be chatting to Bob McRae to find out a little bit more about his nutrition. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Cone Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Cone Edge, all you need to do is head over to theconeedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.